This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for joining us. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you look at either our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will get a look at the burger that the Crooked Duck is doing for Long Beach Burger Week, which starts a week from tomorrow. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As I was mentioning earlier in the show, we have a new food event that starts a week from tomorrow, and we love restaurant weeks on the SoCal Restaurant Show because it gets everybody interested in going out and gives them an opportunity to experience new restaurants with menu items that are generally priced at a value. And also, the diner always wins because the only reason a restaurant participates in something like Long Beach Burger Week is because they want to get new customers. And to be able to do that, when a new guest comes in, they have to give them an experience that works from A to Z and is recommendable. So Long Beach Burger Week, the inaugural, starts a week from Sunday. One of the participating restaurants that's in Long Beach Burger Week is a wonderful neighborhood restaurant that is really legendary in Long Beach, that being the Crooked Duck. And yes, of course, the name has a story. And it is a pleasure to welcome proprietor and chef Joey Rooney to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time. Joey, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for inviting me on the show. It's an honor. Thanks a lot.
Joey, listen, the pleasure is all of ours. I've known the Crooked Duck by reputation for a number of years. I've dined with you previously. This is our first chance to really get together, but your restaurant speaks for itself. And I was so glad when I saw that you were going to be participating in the first inaugural Long Beach Burger Week because it became a great excuse to get you on the show. Joey, let's back up a little bit and give our listeners a bit of a history of the Crooked Duck, because as I say, you're really an institution there on Pacific Coast Highway. You're a neighborhood favorite, but people also drive some distances to patronize your restaurant, and you know that tells me that you're doing it right. So give us a little of the background, if you would.
Well, I have to agree with you that a lot of folks do drive a long distance to get to our restaurant, which is just amazing. It just makes me so proud of my staff and myself and my advertising crew. You know, of course, my wife, Shelley, she's a big fan of our restaurant. My daughter handles a lot of the social media stuff, which is amazing. Her name's Madison. The history of the restaurant basically is I grew up in New York. I moved out to L.A. in 79, stayed in the restaurant business pretty much for the whole time I've been out here. I started off on Hollywood, a place called Mirabeau Restaurant. And I bought a restaurant called the Cafe 50s in West L.A. And in 2011, I decided to make that big push to open a restaurant by myself. I figured at that time I was making a lot of folks a lot of money. I figured it was my turn to start reaping the benefits.
Hear, hear.
And I finally settled on this little tiny spot that used to be an Italian restaurant, and I made it quite a institution, you know. And I was known for breakfast, but and our lunch menu's good, but you know, not many folks know that our burgers are amazing. Just what we do with the quality of beef and what we put into it. So that's a little history about what I've been doing and you know where I've been, and I enjoy being so close to home because I was living in Long Beach and commuting 64 miles.
Oh, boy. Joey, not fun then and definitely not fun now because, boy, traffic is back.
Oh, yes, it is.
Joey, you're the building that the Crooked Duck is in, is it converted residence? Do you know how far that little bungalow house dates back? Because, it looks like it has a little bottle age on it.
Yeah, I think a lot of the houses in Los Altos and PCH and off PCH there are two-bedroom houses with a one-car garage kind of thing. And it dates back all the way to probably the early 60s, when all those tracks were built. And then it turned into a beauty salon. And then from the beauty salon turned into a sandwich shop. Sandwich shop turned into the Italian restaurant. And then I took it over 10 years ago. So I've been there the longest so far. I don't plan on leaving.
Yeah, Joey, I'd say you're doing well.
Yeah, even with COVID, I stuck it out. It was a tough 12-hour days doing takeout and delivery. And I think with the reputation that I had, that there's a reason I was able to rebound so quick. And the restaurant just filled up. You know, I mean, like right now, I took some time off of the show, but I got a full restaurant full of people just enjoying their meals. So it's good.
And, Joey, that is all good news. You talked about seating a little bit, Joey. Before we actually get into the burger that you're doing for the inaugural Long Beach Burger Week, tell listeners, if you will, the seating options that are available at the Crooked Duck, because that's something everyone's interested in right now.
Yeah, it was tough. When they gave us the second reopening back in January, we knew that we had to do the 8 feet social distancing on the tables, which we did. I thought it was a good idea, and I'm glad they did it. And so I kept 7 tables out in the parking lot. I have 5 tables up in my outdoor patio, which is, you know, fully open, and it's got lots of air, especially during the summertime. Wintertime, it's a little colder, but and then I have 5 tables inside, plus I have 6 seats at the bar. So I am still doing the social distancing, even though that the county has said, you know, you can go ahead and bring the tables back inside. They let us keep the outdoor permit. So at this point, extended it. I just wish they would keep it, because our climate in California is great. And not only that, but you know, as far as aesthetic and just the looks of the curb appeal, people drive by and they go, oh, look, check that place out. You know, I mean, with the umbrellas and that kind of thing. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And Joey, before we want to talk about burgers, we do want to mention that you also serve beer and wine along with wine-based cocktails. So there's a lot to offer. Now, Joey, finally getting to it. Tell us about this specialty burger that you are doing for Long Beach Burger Week, because, of course, you have a sense of humor.
Well, before Burger Week was even brought to my attention, Shelley and I, we had so much time during COVID because I was working these long days with very little business coming through. And I said, well, why don't we just start playing around with the menu and just come up with some new ideas? So the Frito Burger was actually Shelley's idea. It wasn't my idea. I can't take all the credit for it. She always makes like this crazy chili dish and she throws the Fritos on top. And says, why don't we just take our Texas chili burger and throw some Fritos on top and some melted cheddar cheese? And voila, you got this incredible crunch and just wonderful flavor of our Texas chili. And it just works, you know. So we put it on the menu, and it's one of our top sellers right now. So I figured, why not?
And there are also some caramelized onions that are along with that I think
add
to it.
Yes, I did forget that. Absolutely.
And in terms of the plate that you're putting out for Burger Week, Joey, it also comes with, well, I know it comes with fries, but I think you have a choice of some other things. So are there other options besides fries?
Yeah, if they want the sweet potato fries, they can have that. If they want the coleslaw, you know, Joey's coleslaw, which is it's an Asian flavor coleslaw. What we do is we put a little bit of sesame seed oil into the coleslaw, so it's not so wet. It's more flavor. And we use that for several different sandwiches in the restaurant. So, and then, it comes with a dill pickle and, of course, our shoestring fries.
There you go. Joey, yeah. As we need to say goodbye, where exactly in Long Beach on Pacific Coast Highway is the Crooked Duck?
We're located at 5096 East Pacific Coast Highway. We're just south of the traffic circle, if anybody knows Long Beach. And we're between the cross streets of Clark and Granada. As far as parking, since the parking lot is taken with our outdoor dining, there is ample parking on Granada. We are work with the Long Beach Playhouse, which they're trying to get back again. So if you do come in, please round up to the nearest Dollar. We're trying to get them going again with their theater. It's a community theater, and we allow our guests to park in their parking lot. So, you know, there should be no problem parking. And then we don't take reservations, so just give us a call. You know, if you take out or that kind of thing. But if you are going to come by, we'll get your name on the list. The weekends, of course, are a little busy during the week. But we'd love to have you come down, and we'll take good care of you.
And days and hours, Joey?
We're open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. We're closed Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
Fortunately, that doesn't impact Burger Week. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Rooney, chef and restaurateur of the Crooked Duck in Long Beach, one of the participating restaurants in Long Beach Burger Week, with his incredible Fritos Chili Cheddar Burger that comes with Texas chili, caramelized onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with Fritos corn chips. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, Chef Andrew Gruhl. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.